ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroth.
West Brom joining us right now. It is 58 degrees in downtown Hancock. We have football starting this weekend. We have volleyball starting this weekend. And we have Michigan Tech soccer also kicking off their season this weekend. And actually, Wes, things start off on Thursday evening for Michigan Tech. Actually, Thursday for Michigan Tech volleyball and football, which is kind of a neat little treat in the middle of the week for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. A great way to start the week with the football team opening up on a Thursday. And unfortunately, head-to-head for part of that against the Packers, I believe, on Thursday night.
But
I think they play a little later than we do. We start at 6. I think Packers probably go at 8, if I remember right. So
I think you're right, yeah.
So anyway, tune in to Josh. And, folks downstate can watch it on Comcast. They're going to televise it on Comcast Channel 900 throughout the state of Michigan. Unfortunately, we are a charter area here in the Western UP, so we won't get that. But you could tell your friends and family, if they live downstate, they could pick it up there and watch the game there. But, of course, Josh will have it right here on the mix. And looking forward to getting the season started. One they've had circled on the calendar since the last time they played these guys to end the season last year. And if you remember right, a late interception kind of sealed the win there. Taylor Zalkowski, the senior linebacker, coming up with a big pick after I think we had fumbled and given him the ball near midfield. And
yes.
We ended up pulling that one out and finishing at 6-4 and fourth place in the GLIAC, and that's where we've been picked to start the year. So looking forward to getting football started. Of course, soccer team gets their season started as they shoot for another piece of a conference championship. They made their first NCAA tournament appearance last year and just looking to continue to build that program. And it'll be interesting to see, now that they've gotten some of those seniors, they have the first senior class graduated, right. They finally lost some people, you know, how they reload, and I fully expect that they will do that. And, of course, volleyball as well.
I don't remember what was the temperatures like in that last home game for Michigan Tech football.
I don't think it was too bad.
I don't think it was that bad, was
it?
Yeah,
I don't think it was too bad. I think it was the previous game was worse,
it
if
was,
I remember
yeah.
right. Yeah,
yeah,
the early November game. and it's not going to be a whole lot different
well,
this year.
Well, yeah, we'll have late games this year, too.
We start with 4 of our first 5 games on the road in football and then come back with 4 of our last 5 at home, including November 8th and November 15 dates at home at Sherman Field.
And, you know, reading your notes, and you were talking about how we just played Wayne State at the end of last season. That doesn't happen very often, does it?
No. It doesn't happen that you play a team like that back-to-back
games. Back-to-back like that.
I was just thinking about that, but I think Grand Valley and Saginaw did that, but that was because they ended the regular season that way and then started the playoffs against each other the very next week. They went back-to-back weeks in the, you know, during the same season,
which is
even more rare. But yeah, it is a, and I've heard of that in the BCS era too, with conference tournament, you know, championship games where teams, you know, end the season with each other and then end up playing each other in the championship game. But it's pretty rare, and obviously a different team for us, different team for them, and a good 7 months later. So.
All right, well, we have lots to talk about. It is the first Drive Time of the season, and we're excited about it. We'll be back with more. It's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.